Judge claims to have been inspired by law-breaking climate crazy protesters. By Peter Cattell on April 14, 2022. A judge in the UK has reported being inspired by a number of climate crazy protesters, who he found guilty of having broken the law. A judge sitting in an English district court has said that he was inspired by a number of climate crazy protesters he found guilty of having committed crimes, saying that he will now change his daily lifestyle as a result. Stephen Leake, who was sitting in Crawley Magistrates Court at the time he made the comments, handed down a number of three-figure fines to protesters who pled guilty to participating in the so-called Insulate Britain protests, which saw major disruption on British roadways as a result of protesters actively trying to block traffic. However, despite the nature of the criminal offences committed by some of the activists, which included one instance where a protester blocked an ambulance carrying a patient who urgently needed to be transported, the court official said that the activists had inspired him. "They have inspired me, and personally I intend to do what I can to reduce my own impact on the planet. So to that extent your voices are certainly heard," the BBC reports Leake as saying in what appears to be his Pauline moment. However, the judge made clear that he still intended to lay down the law, citing the fact that he swore to do so before taking up his position. "These are difficult cases for us judges because we have to apply the law, and that is what we have sworn our judicial oaths to do," he said, handing out fines of up to £400. While the Insulate Britain movement appears to have mostly fizzled out since its time in the spotlight late last year, Britain is still not free from massive financial and social disruption at the hand of climate crazies. Petrol stations up and down England have begun running dry as a result of ongoing climate protests, which have seen eco-warriors blockade British oil depots. Climate fanatic groups Extinction Rebellion and Just Stop Oil claim to be behind the disruption, with a proposed expansion of UK fossil fuel projects seemingly behind the sudden spike in disruption at the hand of climate activists. "We need a meaningful statement that we will have no new fossil fuel projects," said one protester who held up one of the largest oil terminals in the UK for nearly 40 hours. "It's that simple. Things have gotten so bad in England that even the country's leftist Labour Party has demanded that action be taken against the protesters in order to restore petrol and diesel supplies. The government must stop standing idly by and immediately impose injunctions to put an end to this disruption," said party leader Keir Starmer regarding the protests. On the Conservatives' watch, drivers are being hammered by rising petrol prices and now millions of motorists can't access fuel, he continued. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.